Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Hello, happy Friday, if it is indeed a Friday that you're listening to this. If it's a Tuesday, if it's a Monday, even worse, I'm so sorry about it. I hate Mondays, I'm in the worst mood ever. So look forward to my Monday catch up, that's coming out in a few days. Hey, today on the show, I spoke to a lot of people, mainly journalists, you know, like Lexi Junawick from Channel 9 and Nath Curry from Channel 9. They talked to me about the new Super School that's coming to Shep and also this weekend's AFL round. Also, I invented a game that's actually really great. Like, I don't want to toot my own horn, but it's real good. It's about the letter B. That's all I'm going to tell you. I'll explain more throughout this. There was a big announcement on my actual show today about R&B Fridays Live. The lineup's out. It is huge. I haven't put that in here because you may not be, you know, within the area that R&B Fridays Live is, so you don't care. But if you are in Victoria, then get around it. Hit up our website for more details about that. I also spoke to Isabel from The Bachelor. You might be like, which one's that? But she's lovely. She's great. She went home last night. But I did get to the bottom of something I was wondering as I was watching that episode. So she helped me out with that. All right, that's it from me. It's Frothy Friday. I'm going to go crack one. I mean, after 12 o'clock, obviously. I'm not an animal. But enjoy your weekend. If it is, again, indeed the weekend that you're listening to this, I don't know. I'm not making any assumptions. Just enjoy your day then.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Bachelor. It's another cracking season. And it did claim another casualty last night by the name of Isabel. She joins me now. Morning, Isabel.
Good morning, Ellie.
Thanks for joining me.
No problem.
Now, you're a Queenslander, but you were just telling me you've got a little bit of a connection to our region.
Yeah, I've been to Shep before.
Yeah.
Good old town.
What'd you do when you came here? Do you remember?
Bit of bowls, bit of campfires, you know.
Okay.
What else is there really to do in Shep?
Bowls as in bowling or bowls as in lawn bowls?
Lawn bowls.
Oh, there you go.
Mm.
Well, you've really lived it up in your time.
I know.
You should come back soon.
Yeah.
Now, we did sadly have to say goodbye to you last night. How did it feel going home relatively early in the piece?
Oh, look, you never can predict those things. And I went into that rose ceremony being like, don't worry, guys, I've got this.
Yeah.
I'm not going home. There's only one girl going home tonight. The odds are definitely in my favour. It's not going to be me. And then, you know, you get down towards the end, you're like, say my name, say my name. And then you get down to the end with Zacho and you're like, well, she's not going home. It's definitely me, you know. So it is disappointing. But at the end of the day, I'm kind of glad that I didn't get to a point where I was, you know, truly falling for Matt and that I would have been hurt later on. So it was better early than, you know, later on.
Yeah, rip the Band-Aid.
That's it.
Fair enough. So did you get much time with Matt?
Oh, you get moments here and there and, you know, it is quite brief amount of conversation. So it is kind of hard to establish, you know, whether or not there could potentially be something there, but enough to know that, you know, he was a nice guy and that he, you know, I would have loved to pursue something with him, you know, further just to see if there was anything there.
Yeah. What's the topic he sticks to?
Oh, you know, just like future. You know, all your, you know, hobbies and your interests and your future goals, that sort of thing. You've got to really get to the point straight away.
Yeah. Does it kind of feel a bit like a job interview?
Sort of, yeah. It really does.
Yeah, right. I can imagine. You kind of have to, like, sell yourself to it.
Oh, you have to, and so fast too. You know, you never know when somebody's going to come and interrupt or where Matt's going to get pulled away. So you have to be like, all right, great. I'm interested in these things. How do you feel about this? And what are your political stances on things?
Oh my goodness. That's crazy. Did you find the like competitive nature of it a bit difficult? Because that's what I reckon I'd struggle with going in, like just vying for his attention with all the other girls.
Look, it's hard because I'm always such a forward and upfront person. So like if I go out to a bar or anything like that, I have no problem talking to a guy. I'll ask for his phone number. But in this situation, I completely reverted the other way. I wanted to be polite of the other girls.
Mm.
So I never, you know, threw myself at Matt in front of them because I never wanted to embarrass myself or disrespect them by doing it in front of them. So it was really hard to kind of do it in a, you know, kind of respectful way, I guess.
Yeah, I reckon I'd be the same. I'm too nice that I'd be like, okay, you have your time with him.
Yeah, it was really much like that.
Yeah. Oh, it's a brutal game, isn't it?
It is.
Now, there's one part about last night's episode that stood out to me that I'm hoping you can clear up for me.
Mm-hmm.
There was like, you guys were all at the cocktail party. There was a bit of drama going down and whatnot. And then there was all of a sudden, the camera went to this like alpaca llama thing just in the backyard. Why? Was that?
I don't know. Look, I don't know. If you watched Bachelor in Paradise, there was a lot of odd crab cut-throughs.
Yeah.
We throw the alpaca in there just to, you know, break it up. You don't want to see, you know, all those women all the time. We've got to change up the scenery.
Well, it's kind of a bit like, am I watching Survivor? Or like, what's happening?
They're actually there. They're actually there in the backyard.
Are they? Do you play with them? Like, what do you do with them?
Well, we're not allowed to pat them. So you can, So you can go and like see them and stuff, but it says, you know, don't feed the alpacas, don't pat them because you don't want to scare them.
That is the most bizarre. I'm just like the you know, headquarters of The Bachelor, like, oh, what can we put in this season? Oh, let's chuck some alpacas in.
Alpacas, yeah. Well, they were in last season as well because it's the same house, but, you know, I think they were allowed to pat them last year, but I think they got a bit strict on us this year and was like, no. Leave them alone.
Well, they're scared that alpacas are going to come try cutting in on your time and fight for Matt's attention.
No, they did break out one day. We accidentally let them out.
Of course, a good distraction, though. If there's a girl you don't like talking to, Matt, just set the alpacas on.
Yeah, that's it. Just like, guys, the alpacas are out. Stop talking, please. Attention over here.
Oh, God, that's great. All right, well, it was a joy to watch you. What little we did see of you, Isabel. How's your quest for love going since? Have you found it?
Oh, I am seeing someone, yeah. And I am quite happy, so yeah.
Well, there you go. It's all worked out well, hasn't it?
Oh, I didn't win, but I still won.
Exactly. All right, well, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Ellie.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I've created a game, guys, because my life's not very interesting at the moment. Josiah's away on holidays. I'm all by myself. Got to, you know, entertain myself somehow. And there's been a theory that I've held for a long time. And it all kind of came to the fore yesterday when there's a couple of guys in the office who every time I go into their office, they're always having boy chats, you know, like dude chats. And so it's kind of become a bit of a running joke in the office that every time I kind of walk in on them having their boy chats, I say, all right, what are we talking about today? Beers, boobs or babes? Because that's generally all I feel boys talk about is beer and boobs and babes. You know, like, do they have any other topics of conversation? Probably not. And so yesterday they kept saying, they brought up with me, they said, why do you always say that? And I said, well, firstly, because you're boys and I feel like that's all boys talk about. And secondly, because I feel like I've got this theory and I've had it for a while that all good things in life start with the letter B. Right? Think about it. There's so many good things that start with B. Your bed, there's burgers. Beers, blue heelers. You all know how much I love that. I spoke about that earlier in the week. Birthdays, babies, beaches. B's the best. B is a consonant. It's also a consonant. I mean, you type in songs about B into YouTube and this is what comes up. B is a consonant, a letter in the alphabet. Okay, one thing that's not good about the letter B is this song. I'm not going to lie, it's awful, but here, how's this? What is music coming to these days? Anyway, I want to test this theory this morning. Can you name something bad that starts with a B? Because I sure can't. You know, it's all the best things. If your name starts with a B and you reckon you're one of the best things ever, call me. 13, 12, 16. I want you to name a bad thing that starts with a B. Or alternatively, keep the list going. What's the best things in the world that start with B? It's hard-hitting radio. You are listening to the ABC. No, you're not listening to the ABC. Obviously, I don't think they'd be talking about how good the letter B is. But name a good thing or a bad thing that starts with the letter B. Get involved this morning. 13, 12, 16 is my number. And just for old time's sake, let's see. Oh, now they're doing the job for me. They're naming words. Had a few suggestions come through. Bees. I mean, bees are bad, yes, if they sting you, but good if you eat their honey. So I'm not going to take that as a bad one. Bacteria. Again, you can have good bacteria. So it's not necessarily the worst thing in the world. Okay, this one's a bit harder to explain away. Bullies. Yeah, look. All right. Bullies are bad. Oh, I guess I'll give you that. Bullies are bad. Brain damage. I mean, that's two words, so it doesn't really count. Same with Brussels sprouts and broad beans, which have all been given as examples of bad things. But the good stuff just keeps on continuing. Mixed reviews on bourbon and Bundy. Because some people say it's good, some people say it's bad. I mean, to be fair, I think they're bad. But I won't admit to that on the radio. It'll disprove my theory. 13, 12, 16, if you want to get involved in the discussion this morning. Matt from Numurkah, are you calling with a good or a bad B thing?
Good.
What have you got for me?
Beer.
Beer. Do you know what? That's the best of all, my friend. You're right. See, that's what I mean. Do you believe in this theory that all good things start with a B?
Not really.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Name something bad then.
Oh, no, I could say other stuff, but that's a bit rude on the radio.
Yeah. You got to keep it clean. I'm guessing it's related to, like, babes or butts or something.
Well, I thought you had said next to me, but I was thinking something else.
Okay. All right. I feel like I shouldn't probe too hard on this. I don't know where you're going to take it. okay, cool. So you can't think of anything bad that starts with a B?
Not off the top of my head.
Exactly, because it doesn't exist, Matt. It doesn't exist. All good things in life start with a B. All right. Well, you go enjoy your beers this weekend, my friend. Have you got a frothy Friday planned?
Bloody-o.
Yeah. Where are you heading tonight for the frothy?
Probably this local.
Yeah? Where's your local? Not that I'm, like, going to creep up and see you. I'm just making conversation, I promise.
Hey, you buy the beer, you can happily creep up.
Oh, if I had money to do that, I would happily do it for you, Matt.
Just the Shamrock it is.
Just the Shamrock. Oh, okay, cool. No worries. You're up in Echuca then.
Yep,
nice. All right, well, you enjoy yourself. Enjoy your Friday. Stay warm out there, and thanks for giving us a call this morning.
Will do.
There you go. I feel like my theory lives to see another day. And special shout out to Luke on Instagram who said Ellie's bum is good. I'll take that.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
It's Josiah and Ellie's Screw Up Friday.
Usually I can validate this segment by saying, oh, there's two of us. You know, in a whole week you're going to get heaps of stuff wrong. But Josiah hasn't been here this week. He's on holidays. He's over in Albania. So everything you're going to hear in Screw Up Fridays today is just yours truly getting it wrong. I'm not proud. But you know what? It is difficult to talk to yourself for 3 hours every day. You try to do it. Right now, if you're driving along in your car, just try to talk about something for 3 minutes straight. It's really hard, okay? So don't judge me too much. But we do this every week. The best of the worst moments of the week that's been. Here it is now. Screw Up Fridays. We talk 13 for Echuca, 10 for Benalla and Seymour, and rain increasing in, I was going to say 10 for Benalla and Mansfield, actually. Unfortunately, then I continued the show for the last 2 days and managed to make a couple of extra screw-ups is what I'm trying to say. $1,000 up for grabs this morning. Beck from Maroopna, I should say. This investigative's going to be a bit of fog and frost hanging around again this morning. Oh, again this morning. Just getting a bit high-pitched for you. This investigative... Starting with L, I need you to give me a girl's name.
Loopy.
A Simpsons character.
Loma.
Did you say a Simpsons character's name was Loma?
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
Unfortunately, I don't know if I could have accepted that. But, I mean, it was a good try. You could do it for most things. An ingredient in a salad, you could have had, like, lomato or lunion. So she took it, and she doesn't know why she took it, right? She just had a bit of a kleptomaniac. Klepto feeling, I guess we'll go with. Overcome her, right? And she just swiped this bottle of sauce. Coming up after 9 o'clock, remember, Alpha Bucks does continue throughout the day. A Facebook post has shown that a man has chucked an engagement ring on the teat of a cow. On the udder of a cow is the udder. The udder's the big part and then the teat's the little part, right? That come off. No one can answer me. I'm talking to myself. But dairy farmers, get in touch. Oh, there you go. Just a week in the life of Ellie Chaney, guys. It's not easy, I tell you what. And by the way, investor to give. Oh, God. In fact, if you want to call me and try to say the word investor to give, I can't even do it. 3 times fast, then I'll be really impressed if you can do it because it's really difficult.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Got a bit of a public service announcement to make, guys. Parking inspectors in Shepparton are on the prowl. A lot of reports flooding in at the moment saying people are being done for being 2 minutes over their ticket, for going to get change to pay for their tickets at the parking meter, and as soon as they leave, boom, they're being pounced upon. Some tickets have fallen down and just, you know, slightly out of sight, and they've been pinged. And then the other day I joined the chorus of people who'd been done. Went to Coles to do my local shopping, and usually when I go to Coles, it's at night, so it's after 5:30, which is when the paid parking runs out. or it's on a weekend when it's free, I'm pretty sure, or maybe from Saturday afternoon onwards it's free. And so I never really think to buy a ticket there, just outside Coles and Shep, you know, when like before the car park bit, but outside the shop. Anyway, I went in, did my shopping, came out and saw, I was probably in there for 20 minutes, saw that there was a parking ticket, smack bang, underneath my windshield wipers. Windshield wipers? Windscreen wipers. Windscreen wipers, that's the one. And opened it up. $83, guys! That's so expensive! I mean, I get it. Okay, I first put my hand up and say, yes, I didn't read the sign properly. I should have paid for $1.50 for an hour's worth of parking, but I didn't. And now I'm $83 poorer. Oh, it's depressing. So recently, council have outsourced the parking inspectors. And so now it's some different business. It's not the council who's in charge of it. And God, they're vicious guys. Not vicious. I'm sure they're lovely people. But they're on the prowl. So word of warning, watch out. Pay for your parking tickets. Get the app, the PayStay app. That's good. That's great. It's easy. You just got to remember to do it when you go to Coles, you know. When you go to Coles, remember. So I'm also putting out the call. Can I have some money, please? Just $83 to pay my fines. I've been a naughty girl. No? Doesn't work like that? All right, fair enough. Hey, maybe if you win Alpha Bucks next and you win the $1,000, you can sling me 83. Sound fair? All right, cool.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
It's Josiah and Ellie's Headline of the Week.
Yeah, there's a lot of news outlets out there these days, a lot of different places you can source the stories that are trending, and sometimes some of the stories are just plain weird. The headlines, they're designed to drag you in, they're designed to be clickbait, and the ones that I've chosen for you this morning certainly are. all right, let's kick it off with one. I've chosen it because A, it's a weird story, and B, because there's a word in there that I've never heard before. Here we go. House painted with giant emojis rankles residents of California community. What does rankles mean? I've never heard of that word before in my life. 13, 12, 16, if you can shed some light onto what rankles means, because I really don't understand. Anyway, this is a story about a house which basically is painted with giant emojis, and I'm guessing the community's not happy about it. I'm guessing that's what rankles means. I mean, is it a hard-hitting news story? Not so much, but let's keep moving on. Woman puts octopus on face, ends up in hospital. Now, this woman obviously is not the sharpest tool in the shed. However, I did like that this article was accompanied by a photo of the woman with said octopus on her face. It was actually kind of good gear. But don't put octopi on your face, kids. If you stumble across one next time you head to the coast, I feel like it's a very dangerous game you're playing. How about this one? Gang leader attempts prison escape disguised as his daughter. Now, this one was making news earlier in the week. It's done the rounds, and there is a picture that accompanies it as well. He kind of does look like a girl. Like, he's put a face mask on, he's put a wig on, and he's dressed in her clothes. Unfortunately, his attempt to escape prison did not go well because his daughter was left in the prison. Did he think that through? You know? Didn't think it through very well, if you ask me. And finally, headline of the week that has caught my attention the most. Florida toilet explodes after lightning strikes septic tank. That is unfortunate. Very unfortunate. This story, I've heard that the methane in the toilet assisted with the explosion. That is disgusting. And I'm so sorry to put that image in your head. But be careful. There could be thunderstorms this weekend, guys, with this crazy squally weather that we're having around the Golden Valley. So if it's thundery, don't go to the toilet is the moral of this story.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
This is sports. This is sports.
It's Josiah and Ellie's Sport Talk.
Yeah, we are about to head into round 21 of the AFL season. It's getting to the pointy end, so we need an expert to help us out if you're, you know, in the top five or whatever for your tipping contest and you need some help to get through. Nath Curry from Channel 9 News is your man. Morning, Nath.
Morning, Ali. Good to be on, as always.
Oh, good to have you, buddy. I don't think I've ever asked this. Are you in a tipping competition?
I am in a tipping competition and I am going horribly.
Okay, don't
I
say
keep
that.
Getting to put them in every time, and then
you're supposed to be our tipping expert.
I'm probably out the top, but I'm a good expert. But when it comes to remembering to put them in, I'm not an expert. If that makes sense.
All right. Well, I need your help because I'm second at the moment. Josiah's fallen by the wayside. Since he went on holiday, I think he's been forgetting to put his in too. So I've just got to beat Benny the boss now, and then I'm on top.
No way.
So let's get into it this round. I read a stat saying the other day saying there are still 14 teams that could potentially make it into finals.
Yeah, it's going to be a really tight finish. I reckon it'll come down to percentage, which should make the last couple of weeks pretty exciting.
Yeah, for sure. Now, tonight, the Giants take on the Hawks. Do you know what? I might go out on a limb here and say your boys, the Hawks, may be able to get it done.
Yeah, do it. Pick them.
Really? At the moment, I've got them tipped by one.
Yeah, I think if Hawthorn's going to win, I don't think it'll be a thrashing. I think it'll be a really tight one. I think the Giants, I still think on paper, the Giants should be runaway premiership favourites, even though they've had injuries. I just think the talent's there so good, but they're a bit unpredictable.
Yeah, I reckon they'll
win 100 points tonight, but I don't think they will. But
my prediction for them in the finals is they'll make it, but they'll lose all their finals.
Yeah, I think so too. Maybe another straight set, which wouldn't be good for them because they've had all this talent. They wouldn't want to waste it while they've got it.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking, they're playing up in Canberra tonight. I'm looking at the forecast there. Showers and very windy today, getting down to a low of -2. So that is not good conditions for footy.
It's not good. I think Hawthorn's Isaac Smith may have lost a bet or something because at training in Canberra yesterday, he was running around in his jocks on the oval. I'm not sure what that was about, but yeah, it looked pretty chilly.
Oh, that is not okay. -2. No, thank you.
Big negative.
What about, let's have a look at some of the other games that have been played this weekend. Geelong, North Melbourne on Saturday night. It's a tough one to pick, or you think Geelong are going to run away with it?
No, I think it's a real danger game for the Cats. It's at home, but the weather conditions this week are going to make it really tough. And just the way the Roos, Hawthorn looked like they were going to run away with the game last week at quarter time, and the Roos just pegged them back and then ended up winning quite comfortably. And I reckon the same thing could happen to the Cats. They're not the same team, even though they're still up at the top part of the ladder. They're not the same team that they were when they were winning those games. And I just think Ray Shaw's got the Roos up and about. So,
yeah.
They're going to go the Roo boys.
All right. And are the Tigers still your top pick for the premiership this year?
Yeah, they're still. Even though Alex Rance this week decided he'd pull the pin on some sort of miracle comeback from an ACL, I still reckon it's the Tigers. I just think they're too good. I'd love to see Brisbane win it.
Yeah, me too. Well, actually, if the Eagles don't, then Brisbane are my pick.
Massive asterisk.
Yeah.
The Brisbane Lions for
All right. Well, Nath Curry from Channel 9 News, Border North East, thank you for joining me this morning. I'll let you go back to your swimming laps.
No, I'm done for a lap. I want to go back to bed, Ali.
Yeah. Actually, that's a better option. All right. Thanks, Nath. You can catch him on the news tonight from 6 p.m.
This is The Catch Up. With Josiah and Ellie.
Let's talk about the GV with Channel 9's Lexi. Let's talk about the GV with Channel 9's Lexi. Let's talk it out, Lexi.
The beautiful Lexi Junawick from Channel 9 joins me. Morning, Lex.
Hey, gorgeous Ellie. What's happening?
Oh, you know, just the huge big show, big morning.
Yeah, classic R&B morning.
Yeah, big time. Not as big as your day yesterday, though. You didn't get home till like 8 o'clock last night. What went down at the super school meeting?
It was a biggie, standing room only, which is not so surprising given how passionate parents and, you know, students have been about it. But it was fantastic seeing everyone under the one roof.
Mm-hmm.
Our education minister couldn't be there, which I know quite a few parents were disappointed with. But we did have attendance from Susanna Sheed, Wendy Lovell, along with some people, some representatives from the state government, which was good. And how it worked was parents and or anyone in attendance who wanted to had a minute to ask a question or make a statement, and then they could, if they wanted, pick someone from the lineup of politicians and have them answer that. So the idea was kind of a bit of a question and answer. From the very beginning, they said this is not a debate, and of course, it was always going to be a bit of a debate, to say the least. Emotions were running high. There were some tears, of course, because it is, you know, it's such a personal issue. I mean, it affects so many parents, not only in Shepparton, but the whole Greater Shepparton area.
Yeah, thousands of people really are affected by this.
Exactly right. So there were so many topics raised, from, you know, bullying to just, there were some, you know, residents that live next door to this proposed site and just talking about how they're going to deal with having nearly 3,000 kids.
Mm.
You know, walk down the street to get to school and, you know, have buses dropping them off. So many things were proposed. And at the very end of the meeting, the Stop Shepparton's New Super School creator, Robin Bischetti, who you've probably seen on our TVs quite a bit, she's been relentless in her efforts to, you know, get some answers. She put forward a motion that the merger be paused until a further independent kind of consultation of the community has been carried out. So there were only about five hands that didn't go up.
Yeah, right. So will we know if that goes through anytime soon?
Or, well, that's what I'm going to try and get a few answers from today.
Investigate today.
But, yeah, it just, you know, goes to show out of even just that whole whole group of people how, you know, supportive of people are of it being paused for the time being.
Yeah, all right. Well, make sure you catch Lexi's story tonight on Channel 9 News covering that. Thanks for joining me this morning.
My pleasure. Happy Friday.
That's it from me today. Enjoy your weekend. Stay safe in this weather and I'll speak to you again on Monday.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.